about Stapleton Avery. He mm-hmm. lived with one of his cousins and drove a freight wagon to Augustine back and hauled the freight to come out in that country.
That's very interesting. Well, now, what about your mother? Did she ever work out, or was her work?
No, she was just a housewife, mother's old. All right. You see, there wasn't no public work back in them days.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, do you know where your mother's parents were born?
Oh, Lord.
That's really getting back there, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, sir.
Well, as far as you know, were they from?
They were local people born right up in either this county or Glasscock one. And it is Warren County. Just put it Jefferson or Warren.
Oh, okay.
Of course, Glasscock County hadn't even been cut over then.
Yeah, this really is getting way back there.
Yes.
Did you know your mother's parents at all? Do you remember your grandparents?
I knew my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandfather on her side was shot down in the Civil War,
mm-hmm.
killed.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, did you know your grandparents on your father's side?
No, he died when Daddy was 12 years old.
In the war, too?
Yeah. No, he died with a sudden attack of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, were they local people, too, your father's parents?
Yes, sir. Now, Granddaddy Williams died in a boat out in the pond fishing.
For goodness sake. Well, he was really lucky, I suppose.
Yes, he was.
You married Mr. Williams?
Yes, sir. Well, I haven't got no wife now.
Uh-huh. Well, now, did she belong to the Church of the Nazarene, too?
No, but she was a Baptist.
Okay. And where was she born?
She was born in Warren County.
And did she ever do any kind of public work, or did was
no,
she?
No, she never did.
Do you know where she went to school?
Just a little local school, long schoolhouse, it's about. And I couldn't name the names of them because it's been so long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But she went to a teacher named, I didn't know her name, but I forgot it. But it's just a little local log schoolhouse.
And this was in Warren County?
Yes, she started just after the war.
Mm-hmm.
See, she was 6 years old when the Northern Army come through this country.
Mm-hmm.
And she started school then and went long as she was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Up in this lower side of Warren County.
Mm-hmm.
It's Glasscock County now.
Uh-huh. Well, now, let's see. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
How was that?
I'll try that again. The latter part of the daylight hours,
uh-huh.
around 3 or 4 p.m.
Yes.
You might say, I expect to see him later this what? How would you refer to that kind of day, that time of day, rather? You wouldn't say it's morning, but rather it's...
No, that's evening time with us.
Fine. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before...
The sun rose.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You say you have to get the cows in before...
Sunset.
Fine. And so in the evening it's sunset, and in the morning it's...
Sunrise.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
Moderating, or getting better, or something.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
We call that a storm or thundercloud.
Okay.